Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
Good morning. I'm Fast Eddie, and dog bit me again last night.
Yeah, yeah. What would you go for this time? Cigarette lighter?
No, I was trying to change, I was trying to put on some AC/DC last night.
There you go.
I don't think the dog likes rock.
I don't blame the dog one bit. I'd bite you.
Well, the dog was looking for, mouthwash after he bit me.
Oh, boy. Anyway, joining us today is Mr. Moreno. Okay, Aguiari.
Good job.
I didn't think I got that right at all. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And you are with the D-Day squadron, I see on your shirt.
Sure indeed.
And specifically the DAX over Normandy, which my brother was kind enough to explain to me what DAX meant, Dakotas.
Yep.
Because I didn't pick that up.
No harm, no foul.
I am a little slow today.
No, you just never heard the term before. DAK comes from Dakota Aircraft Company.
Well, I got that.
Okay.
I know Dakota, but it just didn't click. Well, anyway, let's get on with why he's here.
Let's find out why he's here.
Well, sure. The D-Day squadron is the American contingent that is planning to fly 20 plus C-47s and DC-3s to the event DAX over Normandy, which will celebrate the 75th anniversary of D-Day. So DAX over Normandy is the actual event, and D-Day squadron is the American contingent of airplanes flying over.
Wow.
There will also be a contingent of what we call European airplanes, although they're from all over, as far as South Africa, that will join us in DAX for England. So we hope to have between 30 and 35 airplanes celebrating the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
That's going to be quite something.
I was going to say the logistics behind putting this event together have got to be absolutely massive.
Yeah. After our 4 hours of briefing yesterday, yes, they will. we knew it, but we went.
Four-hour briefing?
Yeah.
You must have covered everything from soup to nuts in
there. Yeah, there was nothing brief there.
I was going to say, it's more like a longing.
Yesterday, in fact, thanks to EA, Warbirds of America, we had very nice conference room available, and we were able to finally meet face-to-face with all the airplane crews. We have guys coming as far as California, and obviously, you talk on the phone, you exchange emails, but face-to-face, it's always different. So yesterday, we were finally able to kind of hear the feedback from the different airplane owners and operators, and we do have a team of professionals on board. Everyone obviously has experience with Atlantic crossing, so the airplane that I support, the Placid Lassie, actually went to Normandy in 2014 along with Whiskey 7, and the only two American airplanes that went to Normandy in 2014. So there is an experience already behind it, and obviously we are planning every single detail, because you have to. I mean, it's not going to be an easy flight indeed.
Well, yeah. Now I also saw you're going to recreate the actual parachute landing.
Yep. The plan is to first of all, June the 6th, nobody's going to fly in that area. That's an offline zone. The president is going to be there. British Prime Minister, the French President. So nobody's going to fly. The plan is to we hope, weather and allowing, to be in DAX for England at the Imperial War Museum on June the 2nd. So we'll spend 3 days at the Imperial War Museum flying, taking up folks, dropping reenactors, and then on the 5th, we move to Caen, France. 5th, we're just repositioning, getting ready for the event. On the 6th, no flying zone. The 7th, the 8th, we are going to do joyrides, sponsor rides, donors rides, and we have a lot of reenactors that can't wait to jump off these airplanes. And then on the 9th, we are going to recreate the massive formation flight with between, like I say, 30, 35 airplanes, and we're going to do the mass dropping of reenactors. That's on June the 9th. Then on the 10th, we move to Berlin, because next year will be the 70th anniversary of the Berlin airlift.
Right.
So the same chairmen and the co-chairmen of DAX over Normandy are also the chairmen of Berlin 70th anniversary. So after that, we'll move to Berlin, of Germany, different locations in Germany, and there is another event ready to start. So it's going to be an intensive 3 weeks. We obviously are promoting the D-Day, but we don't want to forget the 70th anniversary of the Berlin airlift.
We're now in warbirds, for the first time that I've ever seen, there's a pair of what we used to call bamboo bombers, the gliders.
Sure.
Were they used in the D-Day invasion? I sure. don't recall.
Sure. Gliders were definitely used. Pathfinders, in fact.
Okay.
Used gliders.
You gotta go talk to those guys.
We actually met. I met one back in one glider pilot back in April when we went to Fort Benning's to do a drop with the U.S. Army Rangers, and he got to sign in the inside of the airplane, and that was something else. I never met one.
Yeah.
And pretty interesting talking to these guys, because you know, once they landed, their job was not over. They became soldiers.
Right.
So that they were not only pilots, they were flying the glider, then once on the ground they became soldiers.
Right. Everyone
else is a soldier, but right. he definitely had double duties.
Right. Right.
So, you're talking about 30-35 aircraft over there. Now, over at Basler, they have the C-47, That's All Brother,
yes.
which led the raid. Is she going over there with you
yes,
guys?
Yes, That's All Brother. I'm also a CF member, a proud CF member, and I was personally involved with the That's All Brother project since day one. And now she's actually assigned to the Central Texas Wing of the CAF. So she lives in San Marcos, Texas. And the answer is yes. She will be coming over. Everyone is excited to see this airplane. It's been restored. Magnificently, just beautiful.
So the restoration is complete now.
I think you can say 97-98%. It's done now. You're really looking for the minor details, but the airplane, it's just beautiful. I mean, I really invite everyone to go see her, because the level restoration, it's top notch, very authentic. And she'll be going. In fact, yesterday we flew together. We flew on Wednesday. We are practicing formation, because again, we don't live in the same town, and we don't get the chance to meet up often. So, Sun and Fun, we did the first formation training, Oshkosh. We had about five airplanes actually flying together, because we're also inviting DC-3s. So, not only C-47s, and down in Vintage, I think we have four DC-3s, mm-hmm. C-41s, DC-3s. And it was a great opportunity to fly in formation, and that's what Brother was in the formation. And they're definitely on board. So everyone cool. is excited in Europe to see the airplane.
Man, I'll
yeah,
tell
I'm,
you.
I'm wondering how the British public will receive it. I mean, public. I don't know how many of them are like nuts about remembering the war like we are.
Well, judging, one thing that strikes me all the times, because I get emails through the website and I get forwarded to me, and the amount of requests of and offers to support our operations, both from England and France and the U.S. as well, it was really it really is amazing. And yesterday we had our press conference, and Dick Napinski, head of media relations for the AA, told us, "Well, this is the best, most attended press conference I ever seen." Yes, we were offering a media flight, but never seen personally with anything related to warbirds so many people for a press conference. And I think the D-Day is the subject that really strikes everyone, because it's very, very, it's a very well-known event, and probably more than the most important events
in
of
history.
History of the 20th century. So everyone can relate to it, whether or not you like airplanes. In my case, I'm originally from Italy, and moved here 20 years ago. I became U.S. citizen in 2009, but I still have my Italian citizenship, and my grandparents fought in the war, obviously, on the other side. My dad's father fought in Russia, and it was always against and totally against the fascist regime and the Nazi regime. My mom's father was actually a partisan, or was completely underground.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And I grew up with the mindset and the stories from my grandparents telling me, essentially, if it wasn't for the Americans, we wouldn't be free. And my grandma always tells me the story when she saw her first Willys coming through Milan. I'm from Milan. And so all these, I still have goosebumps thinking about it, because they were there, they saw it, and they were so thankful for young American soldiers to come over and liberate Europe. Not Italy was liberated from the south,
right?
But D-Day also liberated, obviously, the rest, started the liberation of Europe. So for me, it's very special, because it reminds me, the relationship and these stories with my my grandparents. And as an American, next year for me will be the 10th anniversary, my personal 10th anniversary of being an American citizen. It's my little small token of appreciation for being an American citizen. And so it's very special to me and very special to many other folks who are involved in this
okay,
project.
If we wanted to find out a bit more about it, what would we do?
Well, you go on ddaysquadron.org. We have a website, we have a Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter. Also, if you want to find out more about your European event, it is daxovernormandy.com.
Okay, well, that's a great place to go and look. And it's going to be a fantastic event. That's a lot of DC-3s and C-47s.
I'd like to be on the end of the runway where they're taking off. That's going to be cool.
I was going to say, he said they were giving meteor rides. I've never had a meteor ride in DC-3.
We can make it happen. We're going to fly today and tomorrow, so we can make it happen if you want to.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for joining us. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.